Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This hour is brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. If you're having trouble finding employees to run your gas station, liquor store, or any kind of a business whatsoever, all you need to do is give these guys a call. 800-540-2149. Talk to Jeff, Mark, Beth, and Ted, Tony, and Ramon, and they'll definitely hook you up. All right. Hey, we're back to the SDORC Dirt Radio Show, and we got Nicole in the house as well. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Did that sound okay?
Good afternoon, fellow off-roaders. I couldn't hear anything. I couldn't hear you. I couldn't hear Audrey.
That's okay.
Technical difficulties. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we still got it going.
Can you hear us?
I can now.
Funny thing when you turn up the knobs.
Right?
Yeah. You turn up the volume.
Happy August. August 1st right. Today. Yeah. I can't believe it's already August.
Just 2 months to desert season?
Oh my gosh. 2 months to the Rebel.
Yeah.
That's, oh my gosh.
The big one.
Yes.
Yeah, and you better get your butt in gear, girl.
I am.
And now you're injured.
Yes. Well, this is
temporary.
Don't you worry. I'm not going to. It's only going to slow me down a tiny bit.
Okay. You can have the surgery after the Rebel.
Yeah, yeah.
You did.
My,
well, your car's not a manual, right?
No,
so that's
I don't have. I don't have
because it's her left leg.
It's not your throttle foot.
It's not my throttle foot.
It's your clutch leg.
Yeah, I'm totally fine. It'll be okay.
Yeah, all right.
We're still gonna rock it.
Also, we want to give a shout out to Alpha Site Logistics, serving the Imperial Valley for over 20 years. They offer portable toilets, hand wash stations, hand wash trailers, shade trailers, dumpsters, and a whole lot more. You can call them at 760-352-8383. Tell them you heard it right here on SDORC Dirt Radio. And you can also visit them at Facebook at facebook.com/alphalogistics.com. All right. So we had some interesting news. Do you want to talk about the Oceana Dunes news, or was that just for my edification?
Yeah, we've got Oceana Dunes news today. We've got a couple of other different things going on.
We got a variety of events that we're going to be going to that off-roaders will be interested in. We'll get to that. But Oceana Dunes had there's four lawsuits running right now.
Yep.
And the court has made some adjustments, and they've put three of those lawsuits into one lawsuit. They've condensed them. The one ecologic one and the two Friends of Oceana Dunes, the CEQA claim, and then the claim against the California Coastal Commission. The three of those all got put into one lawsuit. I kind of saw that coming so many months ago.
Right, because they all had similar.
They're very similar, and the court doesn't want to rake over the same stuff in multiple lawsuits if they don't have to.
Yeah.
So they're all put together, and that's interesting. And then the, what do we call that one? The quiet.
Title.
The quiet title suit is going also. And
that's a Friends of Oceana Dunes lawsuit against the owners, basically.
Various landowners.
Yes.
I believe it's the two parts of the state parks and another state agency, and the county.
Yeah.
And I've been reading up on what a quiet title lawsuit is. It's interesting that there's an old law that says that if you are using somebody's private property for 5 years or more, and the owner knows that you're doing it, and they don't say anything to you, and you don't say anything to them, that after 5 years, you can continue that same use indefinitely.
It's like an implied consent, right?
It's not only implied consent, but it's like you inherit the land, or you inherit the right to continue doing what you've been doing.
Almost like an easement, right?
Yeah.
It's sort of like being granted an easement. What's interesting is it's to our knowledge it hasn't been done to a public agency. It's only been done to private owners. So this is kind of a precedent. And so the lawsuit has been filed, and then the defendants have answered the lawsuit in a statement called a demurrer. And a demurrer says that while we agree with the facts, we disagree with
the end
of the merit of the outcome of what you guys think. And they say, like, it's sort of like a shrug of the shoulders, like, so what? You have all these facts, but it doesn't really mean anything legally. And so the court will be looking at that. So I hope you have some patience.
States that the Quiet Title lawsuit basically states that Friends of Oceana Dunes is claiming that the state parks and the county, San Luis Obispo County, and the California Coastal Commission, because I think the commission
it's
is a part of it, is it not?
No, okay. It's a different state.
But agency. They don't have the right to say that or dictate that there can be no off-roading. They are violating state law by stating or stopping the use of off-highway vehicles and recreation camping rides out at Friends of Oceana Dunes. So by doing that, they're stating that basically they're in violation of what that land and what the owner was,
the intended use of what that land
was for the ownership of it. You're correct, Ed. It's definitely going to set precedents moving forward with what's going to happen, because it's usually private land ownership.
So it's going to take a while. They said the judge is going to rule on January 5th. So we've got a few months to go. But if they rule in state parks' favor, that's a major win. Like, we will be able to go out there and recreate.
Yeah,
in the
that's
dunes,
what Mike was
on
talking
the beach
about last
and
week.
Camping. And I won't say we're bulletproof, but we will be pretty darn good.
Well, Friends of Oceana Dunes is in it to win it. The facts that they have behind them, the court docs that were released that they won in the lawsuit last year when they won the lawsuit last year in February for basically the Freedom of Information Act and the government agencies withholding documentation for it. When they got, you know, when they can utilize that and move forward with it, I think that, you know, they are in it to win it. They have the facts behind them.
And if
a judge logically looks at it and has no political pressure behind them, hopefully they're not up for re-election or anything else along those lines, you know, and they actually look at it factually, I really think that this is going to be, you know, what's going to put and save Oceana Dunes, you know, for the next few hundred years to come, hopefully, you know, with this, because it will become a law.
Let me be the devil's advocate. So we get a judge that hates the desert, hates the beaches, and sides,
off-road vehicles,
and sides against. So is that an appeal? Does that go up to an appeal?
It would go through an appeal process.
Work your way all the way up to the Supreme Court, if necessary.
The only problem is they have the right to close the park in that meantime. That's the problem.
Unless you get some sort of an injunction
that says that they have to operate it as it has been
until such time as the decision gets made.
Perfect. Yeah, and determined too. Exactly.
It's just. What are they, I mean? Come on, folks.
Yeah, it's a, you know, I but. Hopefully, Friends of Oceana Dunes, you know, their lawyer's been at this for years. You know, they're two decades, 20 years deep into fighting these lawsuits. And he's extremely knowledgeable. He knows the background. He knows what's going on with it. He now has extra power because, you know, the separate lawsuits, ASA, Ecologic, got combined with it. So now you have an additional attorney that's there with them for support and background. You know, they can work together and, you know, have that dialogue back and forth. You know, maybe one will think of something that the other one didn't, and now they have to work together to give the additional support.
Yeah, David Hubbard is the Ecologic lawyer, and he's come to our SDRC meetings a number of times in the past. We used to be on his retainer.
Yeah, we used to have him on retainer.
And he's a pretty sharp guy. He's a nice guy. Mm-hmm. He used to ride a dirt bike. You know, with age comes a cage. He had a couple of falls, and he's like, that's it. I can't have my elbows bleeding through my white shirt anymore. So, yeah.
You're next. All right, hey, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Windy, often.
All right, folks, welcome to S-D-O-R-C, Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by our good boys at Wayne Miller's Tire.
Wayne Miller Mobile Tire out in Santee. He's there for any of your automotive needs. You need an alignment, you need your brakes done, new tires stuck on the side of the road in a big rig, and you need to have your big rig tires repaired on the side of a freeway. He's got that work truck to come on out to you. Give him a call, Wayne Miller Mobile Tire, at 619-596-2800.
He's going to help Nicole with your steering issues on your Jeep.
Well, we'll see if he's not too busy.
Yeah. Oh, he should be able to handle it.
Yeah.
It fits you right in.
Should not be.
He's got one of the old school guys that's been there forever that can used to do the by hand alignment, so he can eyeball it and
so
align.
So he's familiar with the 1994 CJ7.
Yeah, he did my 94 YJ for me. They were the only ones that were able to after we got it three linked. Nobody could get it aligned.
How does this work in here? There's too many parts.
So
we were talking.
Are we still on Oceana Dunes?
Yeah, we were talking friends of Oceana Dunes here. Yeah. So we had Mike McGarity on last week. We had we talked about Friends of Oceana Dunes for a little bit last week with the lawsuits and what they're working on and what they have going. Another part of it that we've talked about, in regards to the scandal aspect of things and what's happened behind closed doors and with the San Luis Obispo County supervisors and, the different supervisors up there, Adam Hill being a key player in regards to the closures, working with Air Pollution Control District, working with the California Coastal Commission, having his staffers, basically put pressure on other politicians and other individuals to sway.
Audrey, last year when we came in and we first started having problems with Oceana Dunes, we identified three people who were against off-roading out in the dunes. A guy from the Air Pollution District, a guy from the Coastal Commission, and the county supervisor. And we sat in here and we said, look, we think these three people have it out in a oddly specific way against us.
Yeah, and
this guy Adam Hill, it just seemed weird that this was in his district, that so many people came in to visit the dunes. 1.4 million people come from out of the area to visit these dunes. I mean, a huge economic engine.
And he was against it.
And for some reason, he was against it. And so we were speculating that maybe he was on the take, that somebody was giving him money. And so what did we find out just now, Audrey?
Well, it was released a few days back. California Coast News is where I got it from. Friends of Oceana Dunes shared the California Coast News letter, the news article that came out. There is factual proof now that the marijuana dispensaries up in the San Luis Obispo County to operate and do certain things that the key players bribed county officials. There is evidence and proof of it. One of the dispensary owners will be facing the next 10 or 13 years. They said the max
as 13 years
for bribing the county.
So he specifically bribed Adam Hill on marijuana issues. Now, Adam Hill, Adam Hill's not here
to
defend himself. He committed suicide. His second attempt of suicide was successful, and he's no longer with us. So
may he rest in peace. And
so what do we call this? Circumstantial evidence? Because we don't know that Shea Homes, the developer right next to Oceana Dunes, who doesn't like off-roading there, they think they can sell their houses for more money if there's not off-roading.
Yep.
So we suspect that they were bribing Hill to work against off-roading it in Oceana Dunes.
Shut down, yep. With the
so we know
district.
For sure that the marijuana dispensary was successfully bribing Adam Hill,
and for permits. So specifically to operate without having the proper permits in line, and then specifically for getting certain permits.
Well, it's very, very expensive to open a dispensary.
Well,
really?
Permits are off the chart.
But it same with them building to homes without these
really?
Permits. Same. While these permits applications were in the process of
millions
being approved,
of dollars
they were able
to
operate dispensaries.
Yes. Yeah, wow. Without having the proper permit in place, they were allowed to operate. and have, you know, that income coming in and that financial source coming in.
Wow.
So then they were turning around and supporting them with reelection funds, taking them out, posting. Posting.
The reelection funds. Yeah. That's big. Yeah.
So what makes, see, here again, being the devil's advocate.
Yeah, please.
Okay, we found this guy out, and he was getting away, you know, to be able to run a dispensary without the proper documents. And I'm sure it sounds to me like Hill's laptop and phone, all this information, the emails, the texts are coming out. If Shay is implicated at all, do you really think that news will come out? Because as big as Shay
Holmes
are.
Well, the district attorney won't answer right now. The district attorney was specifically asked this last week
about
Adam Hill and whether or not Adam Hill and additional parties involved, so interested parties involved, would be prosecuted. And the district attorney said that he could not disclose that information.
Well, it's because it's still under investigation.
It's still under investigation. They can't say one way or another. But
because the FBI may be looking at information on Adam Hill's various electronic devices that could implicate.
You know they are,
because
that could be trouble for Shay.
Yeah.
Because they found stuff with the dispensary.
Well, see, that was why I brought it up.
They haven't announced anything.
They
we don't
raided
know
the office
for sure.
Exactly a year ago.
It's been a year already.
It's been exactly a year.
So they have all the
August,
information.
Yeah. Unfortunately, mid August was
COVID.
Yeah.
Do you remember we walked in here and we said, "Boy, we have news for the radio."
The end of August last year was when we made the
county supervisor got raided. The FBI took his computers in his office and in his home. They walked in and took his
there's
stuff.
There's no way he would have been able to scrub any of that, not knowing that the investigation.
And then wasn't he on suicide watch?
Yeah, for 2 weeks.
Well, he tried to commit suicide. Right. He was unsuccessful, and then a while later.
It's very sad. Nobody should ever try and do that. We don't, you know, it's not worth it for anybody to ever try and take your life. By all means, you know, if you do something, you know, have the gall to step forward and face it and see what's going to
coming from someone that's never been in jail.
Actually.
I'm just saying.
I've never been there.
Well,
I don't know.
Don't break the law to begin with.
Yeah,
well,
don't.
No. That, well,
exactly.
Do,
I mean, but they'll let you out at some point. I mean, unless you do something horrible.
Okay, let me put it this way. When I was 11 years old, I lied to my dad. He handcuffed me, put me in the back of the patrol car, took me down to the jail, fingerprinted me, photographed me, and sent me in solitary confinement for 12 hours.
Wow.
That's a lesson.
That's scary.
Ask me if I've been near a jail since.
Wow.
Ever since you walked the straight line?
Dude, even if I don't care what you say or what you do. No, I'm
Talk
not
about
doing
scared
it.
Straight.
Is that called scared? Yeah, scared straight.
Straight. But I mean, you know, I wasn't injured or anything, but I got fingerprinted.
Yeah.
I got the photos taken.
Well, he'd put you in solitary.
And I sat in solitary confinement for 12 hours.
Yeah, I mean, it's enough to scare you
and
straight. But
12 hours doesn't seem that long, but when you're sitting there, it's an eternity.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
And this is, I'm giving Hill the benefit of the doubt. It's not a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, when you're doing these wrongdoings, when you're just, you know, hiding information, you're not disclosing documents when there's a Freedom of Information Act, when you're specifically violating, you know,
have you ever noticed it always comes out?
Why?
Have you ever noticed that? All the lies, because when you cheat like this and pay off politicians, it's a web, you know, and you can't cover all the strands because you just never know. No, it's, God, I don't understand.
I don't know why he's so afraid. Oh, granted, he's an elected official, so people in jail probably won't like him. But what'd you do to get in here? Oh, you were helping a marijuana dispensary to operate?
Well,
I'm sure they would give him a pass.
Trying to close
in
down
jail.
A recreation area. And I'm sure there are some criminals in there that like Jeeps and off-road and camping. Yeah,
I think they like their marijuana a lot more than
that's
they
true, too.
Care about.
I think it's just the fact he didn't want to be in jail.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Did he have a family?
Had a wife.
Yeah.
No kids?
I'm not sure.
Because I'm just saying, so there's the other side of the coin.
I mean,
you know,
what
the
embarrassment.
To your family.
Yeah.
You know, his parents are still with. I mean, there's so many things that we don't know. That, like you said, the unfortunate thing is he didn't fess up like a man and face the music.
Yeah.
You know, he cheated. I mean, he just, you know, he weaseled out.
Yeah.
Just be accountable for your actions.
Yeah.
And that's what he should have done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But here we are now, moving forward, trying to figure out what's going to happen with Friends of Oceana Dunes.
But the needle is starting to point towards the positive now.
Well, that's
not
why
fast.
Hopefully, fingers crossed, the lawsuits that we have in place, what's happening and what's going on what with Friends of Oceana Dunes, what they're doing to move forward with it, will if they win the quiet title lawsuit, then my understanding is that basically protects Oceana Dunes State Vehicular Recreational Area.
And that,
so that
will
this
set
can't
a precedent
happen again.
For those that activities for indefinitely.
But wouldn't that not set a precedent for other off-road communities,
100%.
Other off-road parks?
100%. Because if you look at the state of California and you look at who we are and what we've done in a whole for the OHV community and what our program does, our off-highway vehicular program does in the state of California, you know, it's huge. And the rest of the nation seems to follow suit for what California does.
California let Nissan, Toyota, Chevrolet leave.
I know.
And they generated way more money than the off-road community.
Yeah.
So we're not saying they're the sharpest pencil in the box.
Think of the quality jobs those companies
had. They're forcing the electronic on
high paid.
Guess who the largest car manufacturer state right now is?
In California?
No, the United States.
And yeah, I don't know, Tesla?
Tennessee.
Oh, what state?
They
produces
have
the most?
Brought Tennessee, Alabama, all of the. They have brought so many car manufacturers, you know, tax-free state. You know, they give them super deals.
That's awesome.
And I've been to some of the plants back there, and the people, they're so grateful they can't even see straight. They're making seriously good money.
That's awesome.
They're producing an awesome product.
Yeah, we
the
definitely
communities
need to
are
keep
just
manufacturing.
And California
here.
Is sitting out here scratching their nose, saying, "Well, we don't care."
Yeah. Chasing more business off and making him run with our taxes.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane.
I agree.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break. Y'all listening to SDRC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, you want to get a magazine that'll keep you totally up to date on what's going on in the off-road community? Well, you need to go to SSORM.com. That's San Diego Off-Road Magazine. Steve and Sherry do such a phenomenal job. You can sell your rigs. You can buy rigs. It's the place to find anything and everything you want to know about the off-road community. You can get it digitally online. You can get a hard copy. You can do it all. Just go to SSORM.com.
And weren't we just featured in it?
Yeah, the August issue has off-road volunteers on it. And so I submitted our last Earth Day highway cleanup photos. And
I saw. They look great.
And I think we have an ad in the paper, too, don't we?
We do have an ad in there.
Page 48.
So welcome to all you listeners. If you're first-timers, we appreciate it. Our only message to you is support all the advertisers that you see in the magazine and on our radio show. Because without the advertisers, you guys wouldn't know anything at all about what's going on.
Yep, no trails.
That magazine has the best coming events. And this is an old magazine. It's from the 1980s.
Oh, I know.
And they have the best coming events section. If you're in San Diego area and you want to find out what kind of off-road vehicle event, whether it's racing or just fun rides, all kind of stuff.
Or expos, right?
Or expos.
Nice.
That's the place to get them.
By the way, not to interrupt, but did you see the KUSI segment Friday?
I did not.
We had the Honda Africa Twin.
Oh, yeah. It was 1,000 cc. I think it's 1050 now.
And I call it the Honda Accord with two wheels. It's that technically advanced.
You know, Johnny Campbell, when that came out, they took one and they set it up for off-road racing. Really? And they did the Las Vegas to Reno race on it. And they did really well.
The Vegas to Reno's coming up.
It's
in
like
200
pounds heavier than the normal off-road motocross racing bikes. It's a lot heavier, a lot bigger. And they had a few times they overshot turns. You're going fast because that thing goes really fast.
Really
and they
fast.
Like, you know, you think you can stop in time and turn, but they overshot. Anyway, it's a wonderful motorcycle.
So anyway, I wanted to just throw that out. You can go to Google, put my name in it, go to YouTube, you can see the segment. So anyway, so Oceana Dunes is on a positive twist. So are we got any more on that, or should we move on to
real quick on it? So there's two lawsuits going. The CEQA lawsuit, I think they stand a very good chance of winning it. And in the long term, I don't think it's going to save the place. They're just saying that the Coastal Commission didn't go through the environmental review before they said we need to close the place. So they can say, okay, you're right, we're going to do this environmental review, and then we're going to close it. So I don't think that lawsuit has the strength to truly save the park. This quiet title lawsuit, boy, that could really, that could do it.
That could save them.
That could do it.
That's
and it could
changer.
Set a precedent that could really strengthen our ability to off-road in a variety of places all over the state of California.
Yeah.
Places where.
So go to your local representative and tell them to support the Oceana Dunes project.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Because
you don't think,
we
that,
keep
you
that
wouldn't
place
think that talking to Joel Anderson would make any impact in Pismo Beach, but it does.
Yes.
He could.
Brian
yeah, he
Jones.
Knows people.
Well, because you got to get every. Because you never know somebody that's maybe not in that area that maybe didn't know anything about Pismo, or maybe they went there when they were a kid and they didn't even know they were trying to close it.
Well,
I mean, how many laws do they try to run through in California in a year?
Oh my God.
You can't count that high. You don't have enough toes.
A couple thousand.
So, I mean, yeah. I only say that, because, and I'm, so, that's my new mantra, contact your local representative.
Yeah, so
and
your
let
state
them know what, of
assembly,
your concerns.
Your state assembly and your state senate members. So
right.
Brian Mansheim right. is my assemblyman, and Tony Atkins is my state senator, and there's a guy, Ward, who's another part of San Diego. So there's a bunch. So you have somebody, just send him a note. Hey, we want to keep Oceana Dunes open for off-road vehicle
right.
use.
That's all you have to do. Just send him an email.
That's yeah, right on the website. If you live in their district, it's very straightforward to send him an email.
And if you don't know who your guy is or your girl is, just Google my representatives and where you live.
Yep.
My California representatives.
And where you give your put your zip code in there.
Uh-huh.
And they'll tell you
they'll
exactly
tell you
how to go
who your
about.
Person is.
So that should be our new mantra. Every day on this show that we do this show, we should tell everybody how to do that. Because I guarantee if you were to go outside right now, find the busiest area in San Diego County, and ask each and every one of them who their representatives are, I will bet you a Long Beach iced tea you would get 0 for 10.
More than
I
like.
Agree.
Yeah, you. Yeah. Not many people. I remember before I got into this, I had no idea what an assembly member was,
or what they did,
or a state. Yeah, what do?
They just take our money.
Yeah.
They do that.
We need to get involved, and the younger generation needs to get involved, because if those people see the younger generation shaking the trees,
right? Yeah, it makes a big difference.
May way more than some old fart lives in an alpine is complaining. Yeah, they don't care about me.
Sorry, Dave.
I know, but that's okay. I had my run, as the old saying goes. So, and by the way, this is the only place you're going to get this news that I'm aware of. Do you know any other place you can get this kind of news on Oceana Dunes or anywhere else?
Not on the radio.
Right.
No.
So that's
not
why I try to be the Don Quixote of radio, just to help folks stay in touch and learn what's going on.
You'll read about it in SNS Off-Road Magazine.
And
every month there's something in there about it.
But you're not going to see it in the Union Tribune.
But if you want to just
see it in the New York Times.
If you want to sit there with your knitting needles or you're adjusting your carburetor and you have the radio on, this is the place where you're going to find out.
What the heck? You can get us all over the place.
Yep.
Any old.
We are a worldwide podcast. You can find us on Spotify.
Oh,
right.
You can
everywhere.
Find us on
any place
Google,
that
you
podcast.
Listening
you
to us
on,
in Siberia right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Romania. All
the
romantics. All the romaniacs
oh
are out there.
Oh, my God.
Did you see where a girl won it? Won her division?
No, I didn't.
Do you even know what the romaniacs are?
Yeah, yeah. It's a huge off-road case. It's almost just like
motorcycle.
The Dakar, but it's for...
That's where they have to extricate the motorcycle out of your butt at the end of the event. That's
yeah, because
how tough
isn't
it
5,000 miles?
It's 5 days
it's,
of
no,
hell.
It's boulder fields and steep 1, hills.
Miles, or is it?
No, it's more.
It's not far.
It's rocks.
Short but difficult.
But you know what? There's different
it's
levels.
It's an iron mine.
Just thinking about it.
You need to go because you can go as little as $200 and they'll supply everything. You just got to get there. And for $200, and you can run in the little.
It's going right now.
If I
started
right
training
now,
I might be in shape for next year.
Sure, that's what I'm saying. But there's different levels, you know.
Oh yeah,
soft, medium, hard. You're gonna need an ambulance. I'm serious, dude.
Yeah.
Just Google it and look it up. A Red Bull Romaniacs. In fact, what we're gonna try to do is have you ever been to McGregor's?
Yes, I've been to McGregor's.
Okay, you know the bar area that's to the left as you go in?
Yep.
I'm going to talk to Ian, and once Red Bull puts it on air, we're going to have a Romaniac Party.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
So all the off-roaders, everybody that loves motorcycles.
We'll send a mass email about it.
Yeah. Get that once we find out when, in fact, we're going to contact the guy that actually put this insane thing together. Because I watched it on Fox Sports 1, and I literally sat there and my jaw was open the whole time. Like, are you people freaking crazy? What are you doing? It's almost like King of the Hammers, but on two wheels.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. So
I loved it. Last week I didn't get to talk about, I threw it in right at the very end, but we had the world record broken week and a half ago now at Mid-America, last week and Saturday night, actually.
What kind of record? A vehicle?
It's just a super truck. It's almost like a monster truck, but it's just slightly smaller than a monster truck.
Monster trucks don't race. They just crunch cars. So they call them super trucks, right?
Yeah.
And so it's a super truck that jumped 250 feet last weekend.
And it weighs about 8,000 pounds.
Yeah. Uh-huh. At the Mid-America
Outdoors last year. The big ones weigh 10 to 11. This one's about 8,000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of vehicle to fly that far.
Yeah.
Well, the flying's not a problem.
It's that sudden stop.
It's that landing that can really get your attention.
Oh, yeah.
With those big balloon tires.
Well, they got 36 inches of wheel travel, and I bet they got Fox shocks all around.
Yeah, they got shocks you've never seen before because they're all...
custom made, privately built,
they're not advertising who built their shocks. They don't want anybody to know who built.
Because
that's the lifesaver of that sport is the shocks and suspension.
Yeah.
I watched it when, what's his face, Bigfoot started.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
On his F-250.
Well, this was Gravedigger's son. So I can't believe I'm blanking out on his name right now.
Well, you've got, I know. Isn't that funny?
Is it Anderson?
Well, it's Anderson's, but
yeah. But his son was the one who actually did it last year.
He's got three sons and a daughter.
You know, it sounds awesome. I mean, to think about if that screws up, man, that's terrifying. You're gonna be hurt.
They're so caged.
They're in a 5-point harness. They're completely all strapped in. Well, yeah.
They
call
a Hans thing on their neck.
Oh, they've got it. They've got more safety gear. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Believe
Still,
me.
Still,
strap
a lot
me
of...
into that baby and launch me. I will show you what I can do.
I already
me
told
too.
You what
that
I want to do.
So fun.
You know what you should do?
What?
And I'll put you on the motorsport show.
Bring it.
You need to reach out to either Minch or Dennis Anderson because they both have. Monster Truck Universities.
Yes.
You go through their class, and then you get to enter a race, and then we'll get you media passes, and then you can go do that, and then you can come back and report.
Let's do
oh
it.
Oh, my God, Audrey, are
Me
you going
to
take Monster
totally
Nicole?
Yes, let's do it.
I would
you
totally
want to go to Monster Truck School?
Yeah. That would be a dream. I grew up going to Gravedigger every single year. We went to the Monster Trucks. Every year we would go to the Super Trucks, Supercross,
I told you what my dream is. I want to get Dennis Anderson to build me a truck, a panel truck. I want to get AARP to sponsor it.
Nice.
And then I'm going to go out and drive it.
Well, can we get like a co-sponsor with Ben Gay?
Well, the co-sponsor is going to be
Grecian Formula 44.
AMR. I need an because I don't know if I'll survive the first bounce.
What about Reach?
Air medical.
Air me out. It's only $25
sponsored
a year.
By AARP, Ben Gay, Reach.
Well, if
medical,
somebody my age was stupid Grecian enough formula. To do this, I'll bet you AARP would do it. I'll bet you any amount of money. They really would.
I think Aleev would step into
and
Aleev,
I was thinking the same thing.
And Bengay and the Band-Aid Company. I am like you. If I had my life to do over again, I would be driving monster trucks like
just
nobody's
been. Just give me
been.
The opportunity.
I know
That's
all the guys
exactly
and all
thinking.
The girls.
Just give me the opportunity. Yeah.
Damon Bradshaw still does it. He was a motocross star in the early 90s.
A lot of Pastrana was doing it for a while.
He's been a mainstay in there.
LeDuc does
Kenny
it.
Kenny LeDuc, yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of... Well, I mean, it's
God,
it's
not
as easy
freaking,
as it looks.
Oh, my God. You see those guys doing the wheelies and flips and those things?
The flips are the funnest.
Well, and the
they
best
don't
one...
They always land upright.
But, oh, my God.
But Anderson has got it. Not the dad... Not Dennis. God, I cannot think of his name.
Have you seen when they land on their side and then they spin out and pop themselves back up?
Yeah. Oh,
it's
yeah.
Amazing.
Or have you seen him hit the cargo van and do a complete flip of a 11,000-pound truck?
Yep.
I mean, it's just absolutely, and the Andersons, and you can always tell an Anderson by the way they jump all over the gas pedal. And they just, it's hammer down, and that's all there is to it. I'm just a
225 feet was the jump last weekend,
and the driver was
Weston Anderson.
Okay, so that's so he must Weston. Not be running the series because I've not heard seen his name, and I watch it pretty much whenever.
That's
it comes
a truck distance record. I know the motorcycle's further than that.
I thought it was 250, but it's 225. It happened last
but
weekend
you remember,
on Saturday.
This truck weighs a little bit more than a motorcycle.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. But you have a little bit more metal around
all
you.
All right. Hey, let's take a quick break. You are all listening to SDORC Anything Motorsport Dirt Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
All right, folks. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
PRMI Mortgage. Man, I tell you what. If you're going to do a refi, these are the guys to do it. You want to do a reverse mortgage? Chris knows everything there is to know about it. If you're in the military, he can help you with a VA loan. His phone number is
619-722-1303.
So give old Christopher a call. Thank him very much for supporting our show and SDORC in general. He's a really, 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 really big supporter. And another great advertiser. It's on the website as K&J Termite and Pest Control, but their real name is
Kelly and Justin Termite and Pest Control.
And it's a family-owned operation. Their family's been doing this for over 45 years, so they're on a first-name basis with all the bugs. And they know everyone that's in your house. Your health, your family is so, so important to them. They'll put you on a program, and they will eradicate those little rascals. If I was going to use them and I may be giving them a call, I'm going to have them take care of everything but flies because I have a salt gun.
That's awesome.
And I'm using that. I'm using those flies for target practice. I don't want anybody.
I bought
anybody
a salt gun for my 12-year-old friend. They have dogs and other animals, and he has a ball with that thing.
Oh, that's, I'm telling
you. It shoots a little tiny pea-sized shot of salt at them.
Actually, it's like about 20 or 30 granules. And depending on how close you get, it'll blow them and spin the rings. But anyway, I digress.
Those termite people, they help our nonprofit, SDRSC.
Yeah.
They volunteer with us, so they're really good people.
Yeah,
so
get a quote. Do the walking.
They'll come out, take a look, 619-441-7378, 619-441-7378, and tell them you heard it right here on radio. All right. So what's next?
We have events. So I invited some friends to go up Bear Valley Road, almost in your neighborhood.
Last night?
The night before, Friday night. You know, Pine Valley exit off Highway 8. If you turn left, you go down to town.
And right.
If you go right, there's a cul-de-sac, but there's a dirt road that goes from there all the way up to the top of the mountain. And that's a nice, moderately difficult trail. You can't quite do it with a two-wheel drive car, but you don't need to have a built Jeep or anything. Like, my Sidekick goes right up.
Or if you have a Volkswagen.
Well, yeah.
Well,
you can do it.
I don't know. I haven't been on that one in a little bit, so I don't know what the ruts
were.
You
still got that thing.
It's pretty easy.
I do, actually.
Since I rolled my quad.
Should have traded it in on your trailer.
Ouch.
Yeah. You want to talk trucks, you know, my husband's, you know, invisible truck in the driveway, so he's stuck with the Jetta until the truck gets fixed.
He could have made it in the Jetta. So. Because he's an exceptional driver, but not just anybody.
Well, he could have made it, but the Jetta couldn't. I think that'd be more the
pushing it.
Well,
he could actually put a harness.
That's the whole thing. I don't know about it. It doesn't have the
ground clearance.
Yeah, the ground clearance. Yeah. So that's what I would be worried about. Because some of them have
momentum.
A little bit. Yeah.
It just might rip
we
can lift
off,
it.
Yeah.
Let's put 36s on it.
Its value would be a lot less. By the end
no,
of the
No, it'd
run.
Be a lot more. Are you kidding?
Yeah, now with how it is.
Who
you
wouldn't
never
want
know
it?
About that one.
Who would? Oh, did you put water in the gas again?
No.
Or diesel in the gas?
Gas in the only, diesel. Only did that one time, but I fixed it.
So got your attention.
What's cool about that trail, it's the closest decent off-road route to the city of San Diego. Easy to get to. It's the closest.
And it's a loop, isn't it?
No, up and down.
For four-wheel drives, it's a up and back. It takes about an hour to get to the top and an hour down. If you're on a motorcycle, you can continue on the trail to the Kernan Cycle Trail and get to Corral Canyon.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you can do all the stuff there.
For folks out there that said, hey, man, I just bought a Jeep. I think I'll go.
That's
how difficult is it going up? I mean, if other
you can take a stock vehicle up it.
Traffic coming back.
There's a lot of places where you can pass.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe not every spot. Somebody may have to back up a little bit, but it's not too bad.
Okay, gotcha.
We've got an upcoming couple of events and expos in our area. So hopefully we will be attending the Sand Sports Super Show, which is coming up on September 17th.
17th through 19th?
Uh-huh, 18th and
We're
19th.
We're planning to have a booth there.
Yep.
I'm not sure if it'll be inside or outside yet. Mm-hmm. But
it is in the Costa Mesa or Orange County Fairgrounds. So it's up in Costa Mesa. It is about 2.5 hours north of here.
Less than that.
Two?
Hour and a half.
Is it an hour and a half?
Yeah. If there's no traffic, hour and a half.
Okay.
It's in Orange County, not L.A. It's a big show. There's a lot of stuff to see there.
Lots of vendors.
Call it the Sand Sports Super Show, but there's stuff for all kind of off-roading.
Yeah.
It's September 17th through 19th.
Where at?
Friday night, Saturday, Sunday. It's at the Orange County Costa Mesa Convention Center.
Yeah. Are you guys going to get passes?
We're going to get a booth.
Yeah, we'll have a booth space.
We're going to have a space. We're going to be there to promote the Lost Lizard Fun Run. We need to get more flyers.
And the radio show.
Yep.
The radio show. You can hear us. 11:70 a.m.
Well, you're going to be there, what, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah.
You should call in from there.
We'll be there all days. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So this Saturday, this coming Saturday, the Desert Advisory Council, which gives advice to the Bureau of Land Management for the California Desert District, is having a meeting from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. So my whole day Saturday, I'm going to be sitting in front of my computer.
A Zoomer.
On a Zoom meeting. If you have a problem with any aspect of the California Desert District, for instance, you have trouble with an off-road vehicle event, you're having trouble with some kind of business interest.
As far as like getting permits.
With getting permits, anything you want to do out there, you want to go rock hounding, this is the place you bring your complaints. You're having trouble with a race course? Anyway, this is the place you bring your complaints. All the Bureau of Land Management people are there, and the people on the Desert Advisory Council, of which I am one of the council members. So you tell us, hey, I'm having this problem. Then we'll say, okay, we found this problem. BLM, will you help us solve it? And sometimes they can't solve it at the meeting, so the council will continue working with the BLM to find a solution. What's also interesting to me is that the five BLM offices, they all make a report on activities in their district, in their area. And sometimes it's pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. They may be working on off-road routes. Some of them are almost always working on renewable energy projects. So if you like windmills in the desert or you like solar panels, or if you don't like them, you can make
follow up on what we have pending for our dual use permits. Bring that up and follow up at the Desert Advisory Council?
It's not a DAC thing. That's a commission.
Okay.
That's a Parks Commission.
Oh, okay.
Item.
And we just missed this week. It was 3 days long.
Tom Lemon
off
was supposed
highway,
to bring that.
Motor Vehicle Commission meeting for 3 days this week. It was very extensive. 8 to 10 hour days
That's
each
tough,
day.
Man, I got a job.
Mike McGarrity,
I can't be on there.
Jared McLeod, Jim Sudi, Karen Sudi, Terry Work, I believe, was on there. There were a lot of big names in OHV were on the meeting this week. I unfortunately couldn't be on it either.
Well represented.
We were very well represented.
So we have a guy who's working on the dual use thing. More stuff coming at the end of August. The Lakeside Parade. SDRC is having a float in the parade. If you would like to join us and be in the parade and you have a off-road vehicle, whether it's a Honda mini bike, an ATC, you have an ATC 90. ATC 200X could be there.
Yep.
A motorcycle. This is the only time you can ride a dirt bike or an off-road vehicle down Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
What we really get is a lot of Jeeps. A lot of people bring their Jeeps. And will we be towing the orange trailer, do you think?
Hopefully.
Mm-hmm. That would be awesome. So that's in the morning. That's the morning of the 28th. The afternoon, evening of the 28th is Off-Road Nights up in Escondido.
Yep.
So I've already talked to Rat Salt, the guy who runs that. And he's a gold medal X Games winner from back in the day. So he puts this on. And he's offering us a spot. And he offered us either a 10x10 or a 10x20. I didn't get back to him yet. What do you think we should get?
Just a 10x10.
10x10
is enough. 10x10 is enough? And I was thinking of maybe throwing in my three-wheeler. In fact, if I ride it in the parade, I'll just leave it in the van and bring it up there because that draws people. Oh, I used to ride one of those.
Well, if you leave it, so if you ride in the parade, so that's what my issue was because I was going to do the parade too, but I can't do the parade. I can go to the parade and stage, set up, have everybody sign in. As soon as I break down while everybody lines up at 9 in the morning, I'm going to have to haul butt up to Escondido and stage Escondido because it opens at 11. So we're supposed to be in by 10 and set up by 11.
That's tough with the parade.
So I have to be in and set up by 11, by 10:30 because they open the gates at 11 for the public. So
What time do they open up for display purposes?
Like 7 or 8.
I think it's
and
8.
And Friday. They
I
have
think it's
Friday,
8.
Too.
You can also Friday. Yeah, they have a Friday night load-in.
I don't know if I want to leave stuff. I guess it'd be all right.
No,
he says he has security. He has the building will be locked and they'll have security.
Yeah, I know. Rat does a really good job. So you could probably just go up the night before and just set everything up, what you want to have done.
Our last couple minutes, we have been talking about doing a cleanup at Otay Mountain for some time. I've been talking to Dan from the Palm Springs Bureau of Land Management, and we like September 25th. We think that'd be a good day. That's National Public Lands Day.
That perfect. Sounds good.
So that's a good day.
September
25th.
Send me an email. Maybe we can get you guys on KUSI to promote it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You never think about that. What is up with this?
I don't have a TV.
Well,
that's why.
Become a member of SDORC. Get involved. Yes. $25 annual membership.
I didn't have a
membership. Register online for our Lost Lizard.
Yeah.
Support those that support your sport.
I didn't hit my head. Well, that is fine. I just don't have a TV. I don't watch TV. I don't think TV.
Nobody, yeah, but start thinking TV.
I listen to the radio. I love the radio.
Promotion.
This is KCBQ, 1170 AM, 96.1 FM. Thank you very much.
All right.
What time is it? 1258, 1259 already. Well, thank you, everybody.
Have a great day, everybody.
We had a great show.
Absolutely. I really love it when you let me drive.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit sdorc.org. That's sdorc.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.